This episode is brought to you by Huggies Little Movers. Listen, Huggies knows that babies come in all shapes and sizes, and so do their tushies, especially when they start really moving. Huggies has more curves and outstanding active fit. So no matter what kind of mover you've got, they feel protected and comfy while their little tushy wiggles and jiggles all around. Huggies Little Movers has curves designed to fit all baby curves and helps provide up to 12-hour protection against leaks. So make the switch to Huggies Little Movers today. We got you, baby.
Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free and provides a report with solutions based on over 650 million vehicle scans verified by ASE certified master technicians. And if you need help, we can recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The secret to catching prize-worthy fish? Fishing like a local. Jonas Knox here with Fishing Booker. The valuable knowledge of a local guide can turn a fishing trip of no bites into the best catch of the day. Go to fishingbooker.com to discover thousands of local fishing charters from all around the world and create your perfect angling adventure with their easy-to-use online booking system. Visit fishingbooker.com and book your trip today. Fishing Booker. Fishing trips made easy.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Two Pros and a Cup of Joe podcast with Brady Quinn, Jonas Knox, and myself, LeVar Arrington. Make sure you catch us live weekdays 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern or 3 a.m. to 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. You can find your local station for the Two Pros and a Cup of Joe show over at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Yeah! Yeah, throw them up.
Yeah.
Bird, I'll throw them up.
Oh, my gosh.
It is Two Pros and a Cup of Joe, Fox Sports Radio, LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, Jonas Knox with you here on FSR. You can listen to this show, as always, on the iHeartRadio app. You can find us on hundreds of affiliates all across the country. And wherever you are making us a part of your Tuesday morning, we appreciate you doing so. We are going to take you all the way up until 9 a.m. Eastern time, 6 o'clock Pacific, and we are doing it live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
We're going to do it live!
Damn right.
Yeah.
That's how this works. So we've got Baker Mayfield versus the Cleveland Browns coming up this weekend. I know everybody's really, really excited about it. Do you see Baker Mayfield's t-shirts, the officially licensed t-shirts, to where he says on the t-shirt, off the hook or off the chain, something like that, but he's got a dog collar on the shirt
because he's got that dog in
him. Well, also he's no longer a member of the Cleveland Browns, so now he's off the chain, he's off
but
the
he's
leash.
Got that dog in him.
Yeah, he's got the dog.
You ever hear people say that?
We
got that
we don't
dog
need
in him.
We need more dogs.
My buddies, they have this, a GIF or a meme, whatever the hell they call it. It's like x-rays of someone's rib cage with that dog.
Oh, yeah. 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 You got to have that dog.
You know what I saw on Twitter? I think it was PFF College, their Twitter account. They did this thing for KJ Jefferson for his stats. And they were like, he's got that hog in him. And I was like,
oh, wow.
That doesn't sound good.
Yeah, that's bad. Yeah. That's,
it's going a different direction.
That's not what you want. No.
Whoa.
Yeah,
I'm assuming whoever did that, they didn't think about it a little bit longer.
Yeah, you know? They probably should have read it a couple more times.
They probably should have asked KJ Jefferson before they posted that with his, you know, his name, image, and likeness on.
Yeah, that's not
by the way,
not ideal.
I think the players collectively should push Twitter and these other social media platforms to pay them a fee for using their name, image, and likeness.
I'm
just saying.
Yeah, well,
it's coming.
I hope it's coming. I hope they make all these social media sites have to pay, and so these things turn into nothing.
You want all social media just completely vaporized, gone.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
The stealing of people's name, image, and likeness and rights and all that, I just hope they all go down in burning flames.
It's the greatest hustle in the world.
It 100% is. It's the biggest scam.
You're giving them content.
That's how they survive. Like, that's the thing that I never understand from people who are like, oh, I'm a social media influencer. I'm like, oh, that's cool. Like, does it get you, like, you get paid? Like, will you get sponsorships off of it? I'm like, yeah. Does Twitter pay you? Does Instagram pay you? Because guess what?
TikTok.
You are helping their model work. Yeah. Their algorithm work. Without you, they're nothing.
Yeah.
Like, they need you to exist. And yet they're not paying you directly. Oh no, they're helping you get. Oh, okay, yeah, they're helping you get sponsorships.
So you're saying that social media is like the NCAA?
In a way, yeah. They're using student athletes.
They're worse.
To create content.
They're worse.
You think Twitter's worse than the NCAA?
They're way worse.
I don't know.
Their net is way bigger. It's worse.
Their net's bigger, and I would say they actually create rules. Like, there's certain rules around social media posts, but not many. Like, the NCAA has a lot more rules around student-athletes, so it's a little different. I would say this. At least they're getting an education in exchange for what they're doing. You're not getting jack squat from a social media platform.
What are you talking about? I mean, people learned how to hashtag. They've learned how to, you know, talk and be, you know, passive-aggressive. They've learned how to speak in ways they would never say to someone's face, actually. Like, I think there's a lot of stuff.
Which is not reality, but whatever. Yeah.
You got
that hog.
Hope not.
What type of hog, though?
Like, razorback hog.
Little hog was a razorback hog.
Yeah.
Brown.
Look out for those tusks.
You gotta be careful. When I was on vacation, didn't go on Twitter. I didn't go on social media the entire time. It was a glorious existence. Like, believe it or not, you can survive not needing social media. Didn't check one single mention, not one hog, not one hog mention at all.
Washington,
on social media.
Washington,
the hogs.
Hog.
Yep. A lot of that too. Yeah,
it is true. I spent most of yesterday not on my phone in general. Like, that's the other thing. Like, just try leaving your phone somewhere.
It's great.
And then going through life. And I know it may give some people anxiety, and that's what Apple wants, or Samsung, whoever the hell you have as a phone. Just try it. Just try this for me. If you're listening out there, try doing it. Like, you will get through life. Like, it'll still go on. Like, at one point in our lives, we didn't have cell phones. And we still function.
Yeah.
So just try for a little
bit.
It's
great.
Well, we knew each other as people.
We did.
You got to know your neighbors and stuff like that, you know.
You stopped looking down and you looked up and you said, oh, hey.
Hey, hello. How you doing?
How nice are you today?
You. Yeah. Who are you? I'm your neighbor. Oh. How long have you been that for?
Yeah.
You know? Like, okay.
10 years. Oh, really?
Speaking of.
You've lived next door the whole time?
Speaking of, we had a bonding experience with our neighbors last night because...
What does that entail?
We had a big,
giggity, 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 giggity.
No, not
we
like
want
that.
Them hogs.
Not like them hogs. Not that. There was a big ass tarantula on our front door.
How big?
It was legit.
Like one of those bird eating spiders?
It was legit.
You seen that?
It was. Listen, what I'm telling you. It was legit.
Did you get a picture of it?
My son did.
Oh man.
It doesn't know justice. The video of it did it no justice.
You ever held one?
It was like that legit. It was like a buy it in the pet store tarantula. Legit.
Wow.
And my neighbor came and got it.
Soft bodies. You know, if like you just drop them out of your hand, they'll explode.
Really?
Yeah. They just completely like explode.
Really?
Your bodies are really soft. Yeah.
No,
so you
got
to be very delicate with them.
No way.
Yeah. 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 We've had them. Yeah. They're wild, man. They're wild. I was freaked out. And when they,
what are they, party hard?
Well, they, so like when
tarantulas
they,
just trying to crawl in your beer bottle? Like, when, what are you talking about?
When they shed their skin, they just, like, when they're molting, it's crazy to watch just the, how they go through it and just to see them. It's the entire shell of them that goes away and they just, they leave that shell and then they just continue on with
that. I'm regretting that I even brought it up.
No, I'm just saying. It's very, it's an interesting bird. Huh? Listen, if it was one of those Venezuelan bird eating spiders, those things.
What?
All I'm telling you is this was a man eating spider.
They eat giant birds.
It was legit.
What the hell are you talking about? Venezuelan bird eating spider?
Look it up,
man. Do I need to look this up?
Look it up. Look up a Venezuelan bird eating spider. They're crazy.
Look up
LeVar's tarantula
Southern California man eating tarantula. That's the one we saw last night.
Look up LeVar's tarantula.
Good God, that thing looks like a. I mean, that can't be real, is it?
Yes.
Yes.
Holy cow.
We're laying.
It's like a tarantula, but it's like the size of my forearm.
Listen, I ain't going to go as far as forearm last night, but I'm just, yeah, that's a big ass spider.
You know what it looks like? You know, because Halloween's coming up. You ever seen those big fake ones?
Yeah.
People will put, it looks like it's one of those big fake ones, but it's actually real.
Yeah, they're huge. Yeah, they are monsters.
It's like they have all the organs that a person have. Like, that's how big their back end is, right?
It's like Arachnophobia all over again. Remember that movie?
Yeah. Are they crustaceans? What are they? Arthropods? What are they?
I don't know.
The one you just said. Yeah.
All of those? Yeah.
God. Are they?
Yeah, Arachnophobia was a good movie, by the way.
Was it a good movie, though? Yeah.
Snakes on the Plane.
John Goodman, wasn't it?
Yeah, John Goodman and... Only when you fly, LeVar. And
no, Samuel, even though people say I look like
that's
him.
That's pretty
funny. Yeah, it's dragons on a plane. It happens.
Or they say worm on a plane when you go on.
Okay, what did you worm?
Caterpillar on a plane.
old three thumbs.
Old caterpillars on the plane. You know, they molt their skin and, you know, they go into cocoons and metamorphosize and turn into moths sometimes.
What did you do with the spider?
Huh?
They took it. The neighbors?
That was our bonding experience.
Okay.
Yeah, they extracted it. They did an extraction.
So you called
the
neighbor.
What'd they do with it?
No, I didn't call them. They saw, like, first off, I was in bed, sleep. And I hear all this screaming going on. My daughters are screaming Bloody Mary. So I jump up thinking that I have to go save my household.
Bloody murder or Bloody Mary?
Bloody murder.
Oh.
I had it right.
Yeah.
Yeah. We don't throw Bloody Marys around.
Oh, okay.
My wife does, but not me. Anyway, so I go running outside, and they're like, it was trying to kill us. I was like, what? What was trying to? It was.
Oh, they're harmless.
Well, where is it? And then I went and looked at it, and, it was a big one.
Yeah.
It was the biggest spider I've ever seen that wasn't domestic.
You got to get a picture of that and send it over. Got to see it.
The video of it doesn't do it any justice.
It's hot,
I'll send it to you.
Look, it's record heat wave out here. He's looking for some water.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, maybe. Like just trying to cool off a little bit.
It has been hot as hell.
Yeah, man. It's really hot.
I don't generally complain about the heat, but we practiced yesterday, and we were at the cusp of it turning all the way hot, but it was still early hot. And it brings back memories sometimes, man. Like, I can remember that feeling of, like, heat when you were about to warm up and do your conditioning in the summer. And, like, that smell.
And, oh, yeah.
Yeah, man. Let me tell you something. It brought back some.
That smell.
Yeah. Did you?
What the hell is that smell?
Did you have any teammates who had their foreheads would always break out? Because of the helmets they would use.
Absolutely.
All right. So I just thought because
I had teammates that had breakouts everywhere because of the sweat, like on their necks, on their traps, their shoulders, their arms, you name it. Anywhere you get sweat, they would have, you know,
arms.
Acne, yeah, on the arm.
Yeah, arm acne.
I remember Lenny Friedman. Shouts out to my teammate Lenny.
I play with Lenny. I remember Lenny. Yeah.
Lenny's hairy arm ass used to get acne, I believe,
if I recall correctly.
Yeah, I there were certain dudes I didn't want to grab on, you know, in practice because they were sweaty and they had the stuff on their arms and, yeah. Anyways, Lenny's a good dude.
Lenny Friedman. Let me look him up. Let me look him up. Yeah. His arms aren't that hairy. Come on.
Yeah, the top part, you know. Yeah.
Oh, like the tricep hair.
Yeah, the shoulder. Not even the tricep.
Hair?
Like the shoulder and the back. Yeah.
Wow.
Shouts out to Lenny.
But yeah,
used to get us some links, some bagels when we used to play in New York, you know. Lenny was Jewish. Is Jewish. He's still alive.
Yes, still is.
Is alive. Yeah.
Lenny Friedman Jewish, huh? No way.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Lenny Friedman.
There he is. Yeah, how about it? By the way, congratulations to Lenny Friedman. Just minding his own business on a Tuesday, ends up in the same segment with a Venezuelan bird-eating spider.
How about that?
Him, huh? That's what we're talking about here.
How about that?
We're getting awards for this show, I'm telling you.
How about that?
I heard there's a lot of those bird-eating spiders in Oxford, Ohio, by the way.
Are there?
Yeah, that's what I heard.
Well, we should go investigate.
I know.
That should be...
that's a book report.
Should definitely get on that.
Yep.
All right. It is two pros and a cup of Joe here. Fox Sports Radio, LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, Jonas Knox with you here on FSR. You can listen to this show, as always, on the iHeartRadio app.
You guys are outrageous, man.
Yeah,
stuff that you guys be insinuating and like... playing around with.
I don't know.
So crazy.
Hey, we want them home.
I can't even believe Berto did not get more active in this conversation because this was right down his lane.
Well,
he seems tired this morning.
Yeah,
he's just real quiet.
He's distracted.
Was he on Michael Douglas on again?
There was.
He
earlier.
Was. He
there
just
was
went
Michael,
off.
There was now, a Michael Douglas on.
But now he's checking out Claude Van Damme. Claude Van Damme in some blood sport. You know what I mean? That's,
what a great movie.
Hey, man, your
was
boy
it?
Forrest Whitaker, he has like quietly been around in movies for a really, really, really long time, bro.
Yeah.
A really long time.
He's a good actor.
He is a good actor. He's very unique.
He's better than good. I think he's great.
Yeah, I think he's pretty dope. He's a pretty dope dude.
Remember he was the hustler in that pool shooting movie with what's his name? Paul Newman. Mm. Was it with Tom Cruise, where they played pool, and Forrest Whitaker was the hustler.
He's been in a lot of movies, man.
Yeah, he's been in a ton.
He's been in a lot of movies.
Yeah, good for him.
Yeah.
Hey, Lenny Friedman, Forrest Whitaker.
Shouts out to Lenny.
Bird-eating spiders.
Shouts out to Lenny.
Shouts out to the bird-eating arachnophobia, arachnids.
I mean, this is like we've run the gamut on this segment. By the way, it's The Color of Money was the name of the movie, Lee. All right. I mean, are we going to, Berto, that's okay. We're just going to call it The Color of Money, and we're just going to let that sit there.
Racist.
Yeah,
okay,
I agree.
There we go.
It's messed up. All right. It is two pros and a cup of Joe. I swear to God, coming up next, we are going to get into some NFL. All right. This is important stuff here in the NFL. We've got a coach who is trying to tell everybody not to worry. Don't worry whatsoever. Do not struggle whatsoever with what is coming up right around the corner. We've got some revenge, and this coach is trying to dispel all of it. We'll get into that for you right here on Two Pros and a Cup of Joe on Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of Two Pros and a Cup of Joe with Brady Quinn, LeVar Arrington, and Jonas Knox weekdays at 6 a.m. Eastern, 3 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
This episode is brought to you by Huggies Little Movers. Listen, Huggies knows that babies come in all shapes and sizes, and so do their tushies, especially when they start really moving. Huggies has more curves and outstanding active fit, so no matter what kind of mover you've got, they feel protected and comfy while their little tushy wiggles and jiggles all around. Huggies Little Movers has curves designed to fit all baby curves and helps provide up to 12-hour protection against leaks. So make the switch to Huggies Little Movers today. We got you, baby.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Come on, you know it. O'Reilly, who are in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offer friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you find just the right battery for your vehicle. Don't ignore your check engine light. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today, a free diagnostic service exclusively at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fix, or a quick service? They'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto. Do it yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit us at OReillyAuto.com/2pros. That's OReillyAuto.com/2pros.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
What's the secret to catching prize-worthy fish in exotic waters? Learning to fish like a local with Fishing Booker. Hey, Jonas Knox here with Fishing Booker. There's only one way to turn a fishing trip of no bites into the best catch of the day, and that's with the valuable knowledge of a local guide. With FishingBooker.com, you have the world's largest booking platform of local fishing guides right at your fingertips. Use Fishing Booker's easy-to-use online booking system and discover thousands of local fishing charters from around the world ready to share their tricks of the trade. Create your perfect fishing experience and search for charters by location, species, salt versus freshwater, and more. Plus, it's smooth sailing with Fishing Booker's simple online payment method. You'll always fish with confidence when you start fishing like a local. Start your angling adventure now with Fishing Booker. Visit fishingbooker.com and book your trip today. Fishing Booker, fishing trips made easy.
Come on, be.
I don't think so, Jonas.
Be a professional. It's two pros and a cup of Joe here, Fox Sports Radio. LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, Jonas Knox with you here on FSR. We are going to get to later on this hour an FSR IR. Lots of stuff to get to. Lots of stuff to get to from the TireRack.com studios here as we broadcast live for you here on a Tuesday morning. And it's been a long holiday weekend. We got people that have been traveling. We've got all sorts of fun stuff. So that'll be happening about 20 minutes from now. Kevin Stefanski is the head coach of the Cleveland Browns.
Yes, he is.
He's going to be seeing his ex coming up this weekend.
Yeah, his ex.
The ex is Baker Mayfield. Baker's got some T-shirts made. He's trying to tell everybody that he didn't say that he was going to F them up, even though somebody heard him say that.
And he's got that dog.
Yeah, he's got that dog in
or
him.
Or hog.
And
whoa,
that too. And Kevin Stefanski though says, "Look, it's kind of overblown when it comes to his knowledge of the Cleveland Browns and what to expect as they get ready for this game coming up on Sunday." Here was the Browns head coach.
Baker's obviously a player that we know well. He knows us really well too in terms of scheme and those type of things. So I think our players, our coaches, have a real good understanding of his strengths.
If you were to pick an advantage, is it the quarterback that you're familiar with or the defense that's familiar with the quarterback?
Yeah, a lot of times I think it's overrated in terms of they know that we know that they know those type of things. But yeah, I mean, he's a really good football player, and we got to get to work and preparing to play him.
Yeah, so there's that between Kevin Stefanski and Baker Mayfield. Do you think they like each other? Think Baker likes him? Or you think he hates everybody within that organization?
Kevin Stefanski seems like a really likable guy. I don't know why Baker wouldn't. I mean, they shared some good moments together. But, you know, maybe Kevin Stefanski's like, tired of dealing with that guy. Yeah. I don't know. Here's all I'd more like to talk about the scheme discussion. Because one of the players in the Browns defense, I think it was Myles Garrett or someone had mentioned, you know, hey, he might know all of our stuff, but we got 11 guys who know Baker, right, and know his stuff. So who has the advantage? We do. And I'm like, not really, dude, because the quarterback's the one that has the football and gets to kind of make those decisions and has a greater impact on the game. And I look at it and think, you know, you might know Baker Mayfield's tendencies as a cornerback. If he's not throwing your way, it's not going to impact that play. But he's always going to know the tendencies and the scheme of the defense and what everyone else is doing out there and can adjust based on that. I mean, even their calls. Like, they're not going to know the calls of the Carolina Panthers. They might just know different blitzes or different coverages that Baker doesn't like. But they don't necessarily know the tendencies of what Baker's going to do within this offense with this team. You know, the Browns are the ones that are going to have to adapt. And if they say – I mean, I remember in camp all the time, you'd hear a few things from the defense would make calls. You knew exactly what defense they're in. You knew exactly what call, you know, coverage they're in, blitz they're in, everything. And you could adapt from that. It was almost not helpful because in a real game time scenario, that's never going to be the case. And so that's why you get so tired of camp, because you're like, come on, we want a different defense, different challenge, you know, as far as how we want to play them. I think the advantage for sure plays to Mayfield as far as the familiarity with the Cleveland Browns defense and their scheme. It just comes down to whether or not he's going to be able to execute what the Panthers are asking for with this group in a short amount of time of being with the Panthers. Like, I don't think that can be overstated. It's really, really hard to play quarterback in the NFL, especially when you just got on a team and you're trying to learn their terminology and how these guys play, and you got to make decisions in split seconds. It's tough to do. So I'm fascinated to see how the game goes. You know, not really sure about the T-shirts and all that.
I definitely think that when you leave the way that Baker Mayfield left and under the circumstances that were surrounding him leading up to before he left, there's definitely hard feelings. Like, I would assume that there would have to be hard feelings, and I would think that Kevin Stefanski would be on that list. You can't put everything on GMs and owners, you know, and for what it's worth, when you execute something like that, generally speaking, most everybody needs to be on the same page, from the head coach, the OC, to the general manager, and even the owner. That's a former number one overall draft pick. So I would certainly think that there would be probably hard feelings from Baker Mayfield, because for the simple fact that you just, you know, they treated you in a way where you didn't feel like you were probably good enough, or you were wanted, or you were appreciated. Whatever it may be that you fall along the lines of what makes you feel like this is a revenge game. I mean, the T-shirts only kind of, you know, solidify that he does have some hard feelings towards it. And if I'm being honest, as a defender, you know, I think about if we're asking who would have the advantage from my perspective, I would say the coaches would have the advantage over the player, not the player over the coaches. And for the simple fact, now I will say this, they didn't have Baker long. Baker had so many different coaches, so it's not like they got the opportunity to get to know the intricate details of who Baker Mayfield may or may not be.
Yeah, how many is he on now? Is he on like the sixth coach? So
it
far,
it might be fifth.
Hugh Jackson.
No, it's like four.
Hugh.
Four or five. This would be Matt Rhule would probably be five, right?
It was four, Hugh, four. Freddie, Stefanski, and then now.
So then it's four.
Yeah, but you had Greg Williams there for a short time, right?
I mean, I count interims. I count them. I had Rubisky my rookie year for half
T-Row.
The season. Yeah, I had
T-Row.
T-Row. Yeah. I mean, I listen. All I know is, I think it's going to be a super, super competitive game, because I think if Baker Mayfield is the person I think he is from the short amount of time that I was around him speaking with him, those guys are going to rally around him. And if I'm Cleveland, I'm going to rally around the fact that I don't want the rallying around Baker Mayfield to supersede or overwhelm, you know, what it is that we're trying to do. This is a good opportunity to get off to a good start to your season, playing against perceivably a very winnable team. So I think it's going to be super competitive, because obviously Cleveland's going to be charged up to not let Baker do what he wants to do in terms of put the flag in the middle of the field at the end of the game. And Carolina is going to support the fact that they got Baker the way that they did.
It was Mary Kay Cabot who had the report out a few months back in which she said one of the issues in Cleveland with Baker Mayfield was he was unhappy with Kevin Stefanski's play calling, felt like it didn't put him in a position to succeed, et cetera, et cetera. That's when Baker Mayfield publicly disputed that and called her out on social media, but she was adamant. No, there were real issues between those guys. So you think Kevin Stefanski looks at this and says, I know what his strengths are. I know how this guy plays. This is where they're going to try and use him. And that would be the advantage to the defense, you would think, and to the coaches as well, too, for Cleveland.
Yeah, everybody has their tendencies, you know. Everybody has their tendencies. And some people's tendencies and their storytelling of what they do physically, what they do mentally, some are more pronounced than others. Some people are able to kind of mask it or to hide it, be deceptive about it. But for the most part, you are who you are. You know, the DNA of who you are as a player is the DNA of who you are as a player.
Well, so, why don't we go through a list of players? Like Tom Brady, yep. When he played in New England,
yep.
Beat him. We can go on down the line if you want. I mean, the hard ones are like a Jared Goff, Matt Stafford, because obviously they're both playing for, you know, different teams, but if they played against each other, which did they play against each other last year?
I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't think they did.
I don't think they did.
Yeah.
But I just try to think. I mean, did Peyton with the Broncos play against the Colts?
He did, and I think that Indianapolis won that game. It was a Sunday night game.
Didn't lose many games when Peyton was in
Denver. Yeah, I'm almost positive Indianapolis won that game. Like, Lee, if you could look that up, I think it was 20.
How fast do you think Lee can
13?
Look that up?
It's not going to happen.
Easily by tomorrow's show, he'll have that. I mean, I don't think that's too much.
He just sat down. Like, yeah. There's no way.
Yeah.
There's no chance.
He's adjusting his chair. He's not even near the keyboard.
By the way, they did the Lions did play the Rams. They were in Los Angeles last year. They lost.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, of course. So that doesn't really help our discussions since both quarterbacks are with other teams. I mean, that in that case was probably just the fact that the Rams are such a better team.
I mean, Jared Goff, 22 of 36, 268, one touchdown, two interceptions.
I mean, right. New England almost not beat bad. Tom and Tampa Bay. It was a close game, right?
Yeah.
If I recall correctly.
Yeah, no. If we're playing horseshoes and hand grenades, it would probably count.
Nick
yeah.
Folk.
Oh, geez.
Nick Folk. You know, there's that's who that was.
What?
Nick Folk. Wasn't it Nick Folk who missed the kick for New England? Didn't he attempt like a 53-yarder or something like that in the rain?
I don't really remember.
And New England.
I just know it was a close game.
Yeah. Just my recall.
It was a close game. But yeah.
Just my recall. Yeah.
Horseshoes and
how's Lee coming on the
he's not even trying.
He's still going over his fantasy.
You're right.
Draft.
2013 in Indianapolis, they did lose.
Yep.
By six, that one.
I remember where I was when that game happened, by the way.
Where were you?
In Las Vegas, and I was walking through a casino, and I was broke. I couldn't afford to gamble, so I sat at a slot machine hoping that the waitress would come around with free beers, and I kept like money in the machine like I was still playing. But my plan was I was just going to play the penny slots.
Did it work?
And I got like two beers. It's nice. Great. And then I just cashed out and only lost like 20 cents and then went over and got cash back. I was broke. I mean, I had nothing.
Here's the hard thing is they beat them the following year to start the season in 2014. But then the issue is I think they lost them in the playoffs that year.
What, in Indy and Denver?
Yeah. Does that sound right?
Did they play in the playoffs?
Yeah, it would be the 2014. Well, they were 12. Dude, that's what I was saying. Like, Peyton won a lot of games with Denver. They didn't have a bad season. It was more they just couldn't get over the hump.
And he was only there for 4 years, and he had a hell of a run, man, for 4 years.
Hey, only 4 years. Hey, relax, man.
And
some of us didn't play that long.
Well, no.
Yeah, he won 2 Super Bowls.
4 years is a long time.
He went
to
2 Super Bowls.
It's just it's funny because Jim Irsay and Indianapolis could not get rid of him fast enough. Like, he's got the neck issue, and, you know.
Well, they had Andrew Luck coming in.
Yeah.
And, I mean, it wasn't like – I mean, Luck was a generational talent.
Yep.
Yeah.
And now?
He didn't make a generation.
Yeah.
And Jim Irsay led an organization so well, it made Andrew Luck have to hang him up. I mean –
How many years did he play? Not long,
Andrew
right?
Luck?
Yeah.
Like six years, seven?
Years.
What, was it even that?
I don't know.
Yeah.
It wasn't long.
He didn't play a long time. But
wasn't long.
Got paid, made some money.
Is Lee looking up the length?
No, hell no.
Yeah, I don't know.
And he looks at us and smiles and shakes his head every time.
He played 6 years. Played 6 years. Technically was on the team, obviously, in 2017, but didn't play that year.
By the way, is he the first human being in the history of the universe to look like Abe Lincoln but sound like Andre the Giant?
Mm.
Andrew
you
Luck?
Think he sounds like Andre the Giant?
Yeah.
I mean, his voice is
pretty
deep.
Do we have any...
Deep.
Do we have any like cuts of Andrew Luck talking?
I mean, Lee can put that together, I'm sure. Like that,
he can put it together.
Done. Yeah, that'll get done here.
Do we not have these drops at your disposal? I feel like this is a bit you used to do a while back.
No, I don't
Luck
do bits.
That's an easy one though.
Like, I don't do bits.
Whoa, whoa.
Yeah. It's Andre the Giant.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Yeah.
Well, what'd you think about the game, Andrew? Whoa,
whoa, whoa, whoa. Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
It's like he's still got his mouthpiece in.
It's like a walrus.
Yeah, okay, well, there you go. There you go. That's what it is right there.
That's what it is. It is what it is. All right. It is Two Pros and a Cup of Joe here on Fox Sports Radio. It is LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, and Jonas Knox with you here on FSR. You can listen to this show as always on the iHeartRadio app. All right. So coming up next here from the TireRack.com studios, we are going to have an FSR IR, and there is a lot to report. We will get into that for you here on Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of Two Pros and a Cup of Joe with Brady Quinn, LeVar Arrington, and Jonas Knox weekdays at 6 a.m. Eastern, 3 a.m. Pacific.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sports book, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Huggies Little Movers. Listen, Huggies knows that babies come in all shapes and sizes, and so do their tushies, especially when they start really moving. Huggies has more curves and outstanding active fit, so no matter what kind of mover you've got, they feel protected and comfy while their little tushy wiggles and jiggles all around. Huggies Little Movers has curves designed to fit all baby curves and helps provide up to 12-hour protection against leaks. So make the switch to Huggies Little Movers today. We got you, baby.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Come on, you know it. O'Reilly, who are in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offer friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you find just the right battery for your vehicle. Don't ignore your check engine light. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today, a free diagnostic service exclusively at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fix, or a quick service? They'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto. Do it yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit us at O'ReillyAuto.com/2pros. That's O'ReillyAuto.com/2pros.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
What's the secret to catching prize-worthy fish in exotic waters? Learning to fish like a local with Fishing Booker. Hey, Jonas Knox here with Fishing Booker. There's only one way to turn a fishing trip of no bites into the best catch of the day, and that's with the valuable knowledge of a local guide. With FishingBooker.com, you have the world's largest booking platform of local fishing guides right at your fingertips. Use Fishing Booker's easy-to-use online booking system and discover thousands of local fishing charters from around the world ready to share their tricks of the trade. Create your perfect fishing experience and search for charters by location, species, salt versus freshwater, and more. Plus, it's smooth sailing with Fishing Booker's simple online payment method. You'll always fish with confidence when you start fishing like a local. Start your angling adventure now with Fishing Booker. Visit fishingbooker.com and book your trip today. Fishing Booker, fishing trips made easy.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't
throw
get...
your hooks up, Berto. Throw your hooks up.
Oh,
yeah.
My God. I don't get why we're doing this.
I don't get why we're doing
it's
this.
It's exactly how you sound. That's
it's
a great
not.
Impression.
It's not.
100%.
I mean,
Thank you. I just try.
Well, listen. You know, I mean.
I'm on impressions right now.
Yeah, but you couldn't do Charlie Batch. We asked for Charlie Batch and you couldn't do it. You can do Bucky Larson, but you can't
do
Charlie
Batch.
Come on.
Oh, man, I would need to be able to practice a little bit because I don't want to, like, to get back to it.
Okay,
like,
can we give you, like, an hour to practice during breaks?
Oh,
can you
gosh.
Have it ready during the BQ News?
Yeah. this really should go before
because it's kind of country. It's kind of like this. Hey, how you doing, LeVar? I can't do it.
Just save it up. Practice it. I think we need to play some video clips during the breaks, and then you can hour do that.
Come on.
Yeah.
I can hear his voice in my head now that we're talking about it. I just can't do it.
Little Chuck Batch.
It's just too deep of – it's like a real deep Still Valley, Pennsylvania accent. I can't get it.
Charlie Batch, how long did he play in the league for?
Oh, wow.
Forever. 15 years?
Something like that.
And got some starting roles.
Detroit. Yeah.
Well, he really just started in Detroit, right?
Yeah.
I think he started for a little bit in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, he did. He got
a few games. Yeah.
Good for him.
Yeah.
And who knows? Maybe an
and
hour
he's
from
from
now.
There. You know, he's from there.
He might have. He might be impersonated on the air by LeVar Arrington.
No, it might not work.
I think it'll work. All right, it is Two Pros and a Cup of Joe here live from the TireRack.com studios. Coming up top of next hour, we do have an update on one situation in the NFL.
I just did my impression
at quarterback. So that'll be happening here a little over 10 minutes from now.
So what's the next topic, Jonas?
Right now, though, it's time for this.
Yes.
After your sports weekend. Happens. So it's time to get the FSR IR report.
All right. So I'm being told Eddie Garcia has an IR also that he would like to fire away on. Come on, Eddie. What do we got?
Well, I'm not happy about it, but as you know, certainly LeVar and Jonas being here in Southern California, we are having excessive heat warnings.
Mm-hmm.
Supposedly 103 today in Los Angeles. And I woke up yesterday morning and found out that our air conditioner is out.
Oh no.
So then I got on the phone to try and find someone to come out, and they are
booked.
Oh my
God. Back booked.
So I was told the first available appointment is the 14th.
You got to go get one of those space coolers.
Yeah, so what's the plan? What did you go get?
I haven't gotten anything.
You got to go to Home Depot and you got to get one of those like polar dips where you put them in. They're like portable units.
Polar dips?
He's not in the Iditarod, LeVar. Come on. You can't, like, he's going to cause a
polar
flood at the house.
Polar dips is like a slang term for like something like it's like a portable AC unit.
The box fan or the
box fan.
The one you put in the window.
No,
the one you put in the window.
It's not. No, that's
no,
more,
and it's not that. You fill it with water.
Yes.
And then it pumps out cold air.
Yes.
It's kind of like a fan, basically.
And it works. It works.
It does work.
It definitely is, like, gets you through.
That'll get you by.
You might not be able to use it like where it cools your whole house down, but the area that you're going to be in, it'll definitely cool that room down.
I'm guessing those things are flying off the shelves as well.
I'll give it a shot.
What are they called?
I don't know. I'd say they're like the polar dips.
Polar dips. Yeah. All right.
Yeah, look up polar dip.
Dips.
Yeah, keep you cold dip.
Right. Polar dip.
Yeah, you know.
I love the dip.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, let's see it.
I think I may have to go hang out at the mother-in-law's place. I'm desperate.
Well, that might work.
Is that a good thing or a bad thing, Eddie?
Well, it's if it cools me off, it's a good thing.
Hey, drive around a little bit.
Well, yeah, but
AC in your car, just drive around a little bit. I mean, they got that option too.
They got some at Costco's. It's not
Jonas.
It's not
what are they called though?
They're not industrial strength. It's just a portable AC unit. Right.
Well, you know what you could do? Just get a bunch of ice. Just carry it around with you. Put it in your pockets. Put it all over your body.
Oh, no. It's far beyond that hair right now.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
It's far beyond just putting some ice on
really
yourself.
Bad.
Like, that ice would be gone.
It's really
like
bad.
In moments. Listen, what I'm telling you. I said it earlier when we got – it was like 9 a.m. And we went out – yeah, it was like 9 a.m. And it was like, ow. Like, are you kidding me?
Yeah, you had a tarantula walk up to your door and ask for a bottle
of
water.
Like, please let me in.
Like, what do you – like, that's
how hot it is.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, can you let me up in
air conditioning.
Yeah.
It literally was at the front door. Man. Like, my daughter was like, Dad, it wanted to be saved. It was somebody's pet. Like, well, I don't know what the neighbors did with it, but God bless that tarantula.
How was I was traveling back from Indiana, Brady? Had any issues on a flight? You seem to always get into some sort of an altercation on a flight when you're traveling.
Altercation?
Yeah,
Jesus. No, I'm not in an altercation. I witness things from time to time. No, actually, it was really smooth. Like both ways, heading up to Indianapolis to go to West Lafayette, then going to Columbus from there, and. And back home, I didn't have any issues whatsoever. It was one of the first times. What did happen to me legitimately is I've kind of lost my voice because you forget, like, those stadiums are loud. I mean, it's not even like Purdue holds that many people, but you're constantly – and that was like a four-hour game. I mean, it took forever. But I was, like, constantly trying to talk. It's like being in a club. Like, you're, like, yelling just so people can hear you who are 2 feet away from you. And so my voice is still trying to recover from, like, basically all the talking and yelling that was done on Thursday night. Hmm.
I got my back molar removed on Friday.
Oh,
and
did not need to know that.
Still got stitches in my mouth.
Ugh.
And
your mouth?
You can taste it.
Pretty certain there's an infection going on. Almost positive. Like, I can just tell something's
Are you gargling Listerine?
Yeah, I mean, doing everything that I can, but I was talking to LeVar about this. They gave me some pain medication that would have made me drowsy, and I just decided not to take
can't
anything.
Do that.
I can't. Because
can't be drowsy.
You know, I did that.
Not for
foot.
The Jonas Knox show.
Well, yeah, JKS.
That's a good one.
I mean,
that's a good
one. You know, which by the way, now main eventing up on game.
Now I'm the lead in. I'm the lead in to you, huh? We're the lead in.
Wow.
Listen, the people spoke. I don't know what to tell you. Like, it's what it is.
Look at these two going back and forth, huh?
I thought that was interesting that I became, you know, our show became
down
the lead
goes Frazier.
Yeah, yeah.
Hard right hand by JKS.
There you go. There's my IR right there. Up on game is now the lead-in show for Jonas Knox show.
No, but like you can't – if you take some of that pain medication and you're groggy,
when I was late,
you just won't wake up.
Listen, a few weeks ago, right, when my foot was jacked up, I had to take a pain pill. And you saw what happened.
What happened?
You and Brady was holding it down until I came through.
Hey, I didn't say nothing.
The best was no one even told me you were back that show. I was like, oh, there he is.
I woke up like, what the hell?
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
This episode is brought to you by Huggies Little Movers. Listen, Huggies knows that babies come in all shapes and sizes, and so do their tushies, especially when they start really moving. Huggies has more curves and outstanding active fit, so no matter what kind of mover you've got, they feel protected and comfy while their little tushy wiggles and jiggles all around. Huggies Little Movers has curves designed to fit all baby curves and helps provide up to 12-hour protection against leaks. So make the switch to Huggies Little Movers today. We got you, baby.
Oh, oh, oh.
Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free and provides a report with solutions based on over 650 million vehicle scans verified by ASE certified master technicians. And if you need help, we can recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.